Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning for intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just one moment. Again, thank you for joining us for this time of prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. If you have prayer requests, please feel free to share your prayer request this morning.
This is Pat. I just want prayer for me and my family.
Amen.
Strength, salvation for those that are not saved.
Amen. We will certainly be in agreement.
Good morning, Pastor Belinda. This is Cheryl. Believe in God for total healing in our bodies, minds, souls, and spirits.
Amen. Agree with you. Amen. And I have some other prayer requests that were already given to me and just want to share that with the intercessors this morning. We're praying for Misty for strength and covering. We're praying for William, who's been diagnosed with cancer. We're praying for Jake, who's hospitalized. And Jessica, who lost her mother-in-law. And Titus and Selena for salvation. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Intercessors that are on the line, if you could share your name so we can prepare to start this morning's time of intercessory prayer again. I am asking for all of the PN intercessors to go ahead and share your name so that we can go ahead and start this morning's rotation.
Pat.
Praise the Lord.
Cheryl.
Amen. Thank you.
Connie.
Was that Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay, Sharon and Connie?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have Sharon to open us up. Connie will follow. Cheryl will follow Connie, and Pat will follow Cheryl, and then I will close out. So that's Sharon, Connie, Cheryl, Pat, and then I will do the closeout.
I'm actually headed to a leadership, so I probably won't get chance to pray because it'll be too much noise.
Okay, understood. That's okay. That's all right. So then we'll do Sharon, Cheryl, Pat, and then I will close out. Thank you, Pastor Connie. Amen. Okay,
yes,
Sharon, go ahead and open this up. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness that you show towards us each and every day. We thank you for this particular day that you allowed us to be able to be in the land of the living. This morning, O God, we gather in your name for no other reason but to give you glory and honor and praise. We come, God, asking you for forgiveness for any and everything that we may have done that was not pleasing to you. But, God, we come and asking you that you would remove anything that would deter or block our prayers. Oh, God, we pray this morning that you would hear our earnest prayer. So we leave our petitions at your feet this morning, asking you for your mercy, for your mighty hand, for your salvation, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your instructions, oh God, for your wisdom and for your knowledge. We can't do any of this without you, oh God. So we invite you in. And then, God, we ask that you will hear our prayers, You will hear, oh God, our petitions, that God, even those things that are on our heart that we cannot even utter, God, we ask that you will meet every prayer and every petition, every need, according to your riches and glory. This morning we lift up, oh God, your people, God, those that are in leadership, we pray, God, those that are in our country, our leaders, we lift them up to you this morning, oh God, and we ask for your mercy. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with them, that you would be with them, oh God, that you would instruct them, that you would change their heart, that you would deliver them, oh God, from all manner of evil, so that, God, they can lead over your people. And God, as we pray for those that are in the natural, in our political arena, we pray for those, oh God, in our spiritual arena. We ask, oh God, that you would cover and protect every pastor, every minister, God, every leader in the gospel of Jesus Christ, everyone that said yes to your will and to your call, God, we ask that you would be with them, that you would protect them from the hand of the enemy, that you would feed them and instruct them, God, according to your word and your will, and then, God, that they may be able to instruct your people, the sheep of your pasture, oh God. We pray this morning and we ask for your mercy, God. We realize that we as a people, as a country, as a nation have gone astray, that we have gotten distracted, God, that we have fallen short of your glory. But God, we need you in every area of our lives. So we pray this morning. We pray for healing, healing of our emotions, healing, oh God, of our bodies, healing of our spirits. God, we ask for your healing. We ask, oh God, that you would heal races, oh God, that you would heal us from classism, that you would heal us from equality, God, that you would heal us from prejudices. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would break down every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of your truth, oh God, and that you would bring us unto the truth, oh God. So God, we say, let the truth prevail in our lives. Let it prevail in this nation. Let it prevail, oh God, in this country. Let it prevail in our African American race. God, allow your truth to prevail. For God, we know that if we have your truth, we have everything, God, because your truth is who you are. It's full of love, it's full of peace, and it's full of wisdom, it's full of compassion, God, and we need it like never before. So this morning we are calling on you. We're asking you, oh God, that you be our Lord, our Savior, our keeper, our sustainer, our deliverer, our healer, our waymaker, that God, you will cause the heart of man to turn back to you, that God, the righteousness in which the enemy has stolen from us, the way we think, the way we see things, the way we act, oh God, those things that were built on your love and your word, that we have lost our way. God, we ask that you would help us and teach us how to find our way back to the truth. So God, we say, cause the heart of man to be turned back to you, that God, when we wake up in the morning, we think of you, and God, we worship you and we praise you. Help us, oh God, then to be able to think of our neighbors and help our neighbors and love our neighbors. God, we pray for your love, and we pray that it would be unconditional. We pray, oh God, that it would be multiplied in the earth, that it would be multiplied in our hearts, and God, that our hands would be an example and be used, oh God, to love others. We pray in the name of Jesus for everyone under the sound of my voice who's body is sick, those, oh God, that are sick, that have called in, that have written in, oh God, that have asked for prayer because of sickness and illness, God. We pray, oh God, this morning that you would be the balm in Gilead. We pray, oh God, that you would send healing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, you know each individual by name. You know those that did not ask for prayer but need it, oh God. You know, oh God, every sickness that's in their bodies that they may be dealing with. And God, we know you to be a healer. We know, oh God, that you have all power in your hands. We know, oh God, that you are the balm in Gilead, that you are our righteousness and you are the truth. And so, God, we ask that you would visit every home, oh God, every person, every woman and every man, every child, oh God, that may be sick, that had to go under operation. God, you know them by name, so we won't call their name, but we ask, oh God, that you would heal our sisters and our brothers, oh God, that you would heal, oh God, our children, and God, that you would help them to see who you are, even in the healing. God, we pray today that you would reveal yourself unto us as we ought to know. For God, some need to know you this morning as a healer. Some need to know you as a Savior this morning. Somebody needs to know you, oh God, as a deliverer. And so, God, we are praying to you this morning, asking you to have your way. And God, we thank you for it now. We thank you in advance because you are our great God. You are holy and you are righteous, God. There is none like you in all of the earth. And we boast about our God, for you are great and you are greatly to be praised. And we thank you. We give you glory, oh God. We give you praise. Even in the midst of sickness, we know that you're still a great God. In the midst of trouble, oh God, you are great. In the midst of the trials and the tribulations that we go through, the mountaintop as well as the valley low, God, the experiences that we have, you are still great and you are greatly to be praised. And so, God, this morning we woke up just to tell you how great thou art, how wonderful are your ways, how excellent is your hand, oh God. And we bless you and we praise you and we give you glory for it all. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to thy holy name this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we've come collectively to rejoice, and we are glad in it. This is the day that we come to say, Abba, Father, there's none like you. Father, we come this morning in faith, and we come this morning thanking you, O God, for your loving kindness, O God. We thank you, O God, for your new mercy this morning. We thank you, oh God, as we rested, oh God, that we were not consumed. And God, this morning we come arising up in your faith because you are faithful, God. You are faithful to us, and you're just to us this morning. And God, our souls and our minds are grateful this morning, oh God, as we are being cleansed and our spirits are being renewed, and that this temple that we dwell in be pure, oh God. Oh God, as you delivered us from all evil, oh God, and your kingdom and your power and your glory is with us, and we are knowing that King Jesus reigns with us, your spirit that you left with us. You said that we'll leave your peace, and we walk in peace this morning, oh God. Oh God, we see and we hear, oh God, what's going on in our nation, oh God. We hear and see what's going on, but your peace that passes all understanding, we declare this morning, oh God, through the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, as we have come this day, but another way to exalt your name on high, oh God. We bless your name this morning for your divine mercy and your loving kindness towards us, oh God. We know that, oh God, because of your rich mercy, oh God, that we're not consumed, oh God, because of your great love, oh God. We come and gather this morning. We pray and declare in the atmosphere, oh God, that there is none like you, oh God. So this morning, oh God, we come on behalf of the body of Christ. This morning, oh God, we come, oh God, as representation, oh God, and lifting up the body of Christ this morning, oh God. Oh God, we come knowing that as we come together, oh God, that you sit in heavenly, you will sit that you are sitting in heavenly places and you're looking, oh God, and you're seeing, oh God, and you're hearing what's going on, oh God, and we are coming this evening, this morning, oh God, to repent on behalf of the body of Christ, oh God. Oh God, for the sound that is clamoring, oh God, the sound that is causing misunderstanding, oh God, the sound that the enemy has caused and that we have, some of us have grabbed hold on to the sound of discord, oh God, the sound of God that comes to make, cause confusion to who we are and representing who you are in us this morning. So we're bringing forth, oh God, your body, oh God, your body, oh God, those, oh God, who have confessed your sins and have turned, oh God, those, oh God, this morning who declare that you are God and that we're calling on them that they will be unmovable, always abounding in your love, oh God. We're calling on those this morning, oh God, who have turned down their plate, oh God, who are declaring that you are God and there's none like you. Oh God, those that desire, oh God, to see the captive set free. We're calling on those this morning, oh God, the remnant, oh God, that we will be strengthened this morning, oh God, by the power of your word, oh God, that your word is of a lack and your word is true. We hold on to your word and your promises are yea and amen. We're calling on those this morning, the remnant, oh God, the intercessors, those that are watching, those that are praying, as your word says that we're to pray always, oh God. We're calling for strength, oh God, for those that are in trenches, oh God, that are hiding out because the enemy is trying to sift them as wheat and devour them. Oh God, for those that are in the third world countries that are declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord and that they see signs and wonders moving, oh God, we call for strength, oh God, this morning for the body of Christ that is declaring that you are God and there's none like you. Father God, we're calling forth those foot soldiers, oh God, that are in the trenches, oh God, declaring that the blood of Jesus still prevails, that the blood of Jesus is washing and cleansing and making minds regulating and making minds whole and that the captives are set free. We're calling on them this morning, oh God. We're declaring the decree this morning for the body of Christ, oh God, that we stand before you, oh God, and we're dressed for warfare. We're calling on you this morning for the body of Christ, oh God, that declares that there's none like you. We're calling on you, oh God, that we know that you, oh God, said that we will be able to do those things, oh God, that you've done and then even greater works, oh God. So this morning, we're declaring the decree this morning in the atmosphere that the body of Christ that loves you with all their heart, soul, and mind, and spirit will not falter, that we will stand, oh God, before you, oh God. We will declare that you are God, and Father God, we will see, oh God, a change in our communities. Father God, we will see a change in our families, oh God. We declare for salvation this morning, oh God, as we're declaring and believing and sounding an alarm for salvation for those who have backslidden, oh God, for the body of Christ that knows that you are their God, and Father God, we know that there is, oh God, this time that you've set aside for that we are come today, oh God, as a body of Christ, knowing that you love us, oh God, and knowing that you love those, oh God, that have moved away from you, oh God. So we call forth the backslider this morning, oh God. We call forth the backslider, oh God. Cleanse their heart. Remove the shame, oh God. Father God, you have come to set the captive free this morning. So the body of Christ is calling on you, oh God, for the ones who have turned away from you, oh God. We're calling on them this morning, oh God, for the cousins and the nephews and the nieces, oh God, the grandparents, oh God. We're calling on you for grandma this morning, oh God. We're calling on you for our sisters and brothers, oh God, who once knew you, oh God, in the pardon of their sins, oh God. But Father God, the blood of Jesus still prevails, and we're calling on for their hearts to turn towards you at the hour that they have, oh God, because this is the hour, oh God, this is the hour, oh God, that we will know that our loved ones, oh God, and our family members and our friends and neighbors, oh God, so God, we're girding up our loins, oh God, we're declaring when we open our mouths that you shall fill it, and Father God, that the Spirit of the living God will move, oh God, for their hearts, oh God, to be ripened, oh God, and the harvest is great, oh God, so we call forth the body of Christ to stand firm, oh God, and bold, oh God, and that our tongues, oh God, will be like a ready writer, oh God, be able to declare your word this morning, oh God. And we pray for the body of Christ, oh God, who are not alive in you, oh God, that have turned, oh God. We call for them as well, oh God, the body of Christ, oh God, that have gotten caught up in the things of this world, oh God. We ask for repentance for them this day, oh God. We are asking, oh God, for the body of Christ to be one, oh God, under the power of the Spirit of the living God. We believe it to be so this morning. We thank you for the move of God. We thank you,
word says that we are to that we are to come and declare that you are God, and we know that you are our God. So we're calling for the body of Christ, oh God. Oh God, turn us our hearts to you again. For those who have gotten caught up, oh God, and they come to entertain, oh God. We ask for forgiveness, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they will have an understanding that this is the time that they are to turn to you, oh God, and repent, oh God, and that as they're repenting, oh God, that there will be a healing in the land. There won't be this double standard, oh God. There won't be this double-mindedness, oh God, but there will be strength, oh God, because they're declaring that you are God. They're not looking over for the riches of this world, because the world is passing by, oh God. And Father God, that the world is dying, oh God, so the body of Christ, those who have compromised, oh God, with this gospel. We have asked for mercy for them this morning, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, upon them, oh God. Father God, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, oh God. So sharpen your word in their spirit this morning. Sharpen them your word in their minds, oh God. Let them understand that this is the moment that you've called them, that we are to come together. We are together. We are together, and we're asking you this morning, oh God, and we're believing, oh God, that there will be a turnaround in those hearts, oh God, for those, oh God, that are doing and compromising with the world systems. Have mercy this morning, oh God. We're not judging, God, but we are calling on you, the judge. You are the righteous judge, and you would want none to perish, but those to come all into agreement with your word this morning. So we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're mighty and that you will do exceedingly and abundantly, and more than we can ask, according to your divine purpose, oh God, and that your grace is mercy. Your grace abounds and it saves through faith. And we thank you, oh God. It's not a works, oh God, that anyone should boast, but it's the gift of God for eternal life. It's the gift of God. It's not the works, oh God. It's not the works that we should boast, but it's your gift, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we are your workmanship, oh God, created in Christ Jesus for good works, oh God, and that you have prepared us, oh God, that you have prepared us for such a time as this, oh God. We're calling and we're pulling and we're snatching those out of the fire, oh God. We're snatching them out, oh God, through the power of your Holy Ghost, that you've given us authority, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that this is the day, oh God, that the body of Christ shall be as one, oh God. We thank you, oh God. It's been prayed for the leadership, oh God, for those who are declaring your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even for this moment in time, oh God. We come forth declaring and believing, oh God, that we've come this far by faith, that heaven and earth agrees this morning that the body of Christ will do be those that you've called the remnant to be, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We sound the alarm this morning, oh God. And we know that there is none like you, oh God. We thank you for deliverance even now as it's going forth, oh God, as we continue in prayer, oh God, as intercessors, oh God, declaring and that you're rising us up, oh God, throughout this land, throughout this nation, oh God, throughout this world. We're declaring that you are our God and that we are standing in agreement with the word of God this morning and the power of his holy and the power of your Holy Ghost. And we bless your name, oh God. God, as we move forward in intercessory prayer this morning, oh God, and throughout this day, oh God, as we hear and we're listening for your direction, oh God. The body of Christ is standing before you, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing and all that we will be doing in your grace and your mercy and your peace, and we believe it to be so in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and our soon returning King.
Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank and praise you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we know, God, that you healed us, God. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, God, we was healed. By his stripes, we were healed, God. Father God, we lift up Dee today. We lift up William. We lift up Jay. We lift up Jessica today, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to move the cancer, God. God, we ask you to heal, hallelujah, William died it completely, God. We know you can heal cancer, God. Father God, if you can heal the leper of a woman, God, you can heal cancer. There is nothing too hard for you, God. And God, we're standing in the gap today, God, believing by faith, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that William will be here. Oh, by your blood, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe in for Jake healing today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we ask you, God, to let Jessica rest in you, God. Oh, God, for grieving on today, God. Father God, we pray for our lost loved ones today, God. We pray for our children today, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up those that are on drugs and alcohol today, God. Father, we lift up those that are in the jailhouse and the prison today, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to rescue your people, God. Send the Holy Ghost out to arrest them, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we bind every wicked and demonic thing that tried to attack our families, God, and our friends, God, our churches, our my secret. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every preacher, teacher, and pastor of the gospel of Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to bless them, God. Bless them indeed, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for your blood, Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we're forgiven, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus. And by the blood of Jesus, we are clean. God, we thank you that we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank and praise you today, God. We give our all to you today. We surrender ourselves to you today. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even when we go out to evangelize, God, hallelujah, give us a word, God, hallelujah, that would draw people into the kingdom of God. God, we call forth people into the kingdom of God. We call forth the young boys and young girls, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the women's and men's, God. We call forth the daddies, hallelujah, who strayed away from their children, the mothers that's wandering on the street today. We call them into the kingdom of God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to send your minister and angel out, God. Send them down to these people, God, that they will hear fresh word on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. Father God, we are thankful for the armor of God. Hallelujah, that you have provided for us, God. We put on the old armor, God. Hallelujah, we put on the daughter of truth. Hallelujah, and the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, and the helmet of salvation. Father God, we lift up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy. Hallelujah, we take up, hallelujah, we take in our hand the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and we choose, hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to use your word against all the fiery, all the forces of the enemy, hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, for the armor, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. God, the Holy Spirit that will keep us, the Holy Spirit that will teach us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you today, God. We bless your name, God. We glorify you, God, because you are the only God. Hallelujah, we can depend on God. When our body, God, is sick, God, we're out of sync, God. We cannot praise you like we want to. We cannot call your name like we want to. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on the sick today, God. Have mercy on the ones that is sleeping under the bridges, God. Have mercy, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help your people, God, all over this world. Those that are in the storms, God. Oh, God, work every situation out, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God will forever give you the praise and glory, God. And we thank you and we praise you in your Son Jesus' holy name. It is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my son, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, let's worship him. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Because of who he is. Thank you, Lord. We worship him. Oh, yes. Let's worship him. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Let's lift up a sound of worship this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, God, we give you glory. Oh, yes. Oh, that me and my praise the Lord. For his glorious work towards the children of men. Oh, God, because of who you are, we worship you. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, give him glory this morning. Let's take a few more moments this morning and just let him hear the sound of your voice. Before I close out, let's just go ahead and give him worship. Hallelujah. Every voice worshiping.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on and give him some glory this morning.
Oh, God, we glorify
you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
come on and glorify the Lord.
You are the bright and the morning star. Yes, and God, we glorify your name.
Yes.
Lord, we need you, God. We need you in every aspect of our life, God. We need you in our marriages, God. We need you, God, of our Saya. Oh, God, in raising our children, God. We need you, God, of our Saya. In the schools, God. We need you, God, of our Saya. Oh, God, of our Sikorosana. Glory to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, God. Oh, God of Asaya. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Strength and the strength of our lives. Oh, God, the joy of the Lord is our strength as well. We thank you for your peace,
God.
Your peace, your love, oh, God, your mercy, oh, God. We thank you for your correction, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for being our God, and there's none like you, oh, God. There is no love but your love this morning, oh, God. We thank you for your eternal love, oh, God. Your love, oh God, your love. We bless your
thank
name
you,
for this morning, oh God. Glory to your holy name, sir. Glory to your holy name, sir. Glory to
yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Give us the desire, God.
Jesus, give him glory this morning. It's all right to give him praise. Take a few more moments and just declare who your God is. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
that me and my praise the Lord for his marvelous work towards the children of men. Oh, that we might praise him. Oh, that we might exalt him.
Oh, that we might lift him, Ekodamanshia. Oh, that we might come into agreement with the heavens. Hallelujah, for the heavens have declared. The glory of the Lord. The heavens speaks of his glory. Ekodamanshia. Oh, that we come into agreement with the heavens. Ekodamanshia.
Yes, God,
who finishes what he starts. Our God, who is strong and mighty.
Yes, Lord.
We worship a mighty God. We worship a mighty God. We worship a mighty God. Yes, Lord, Emando Satama. Oh, yes, God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you this morning. Ekandiando Satama. Yes, Lord, Emando Shea. Ekandiando Satamando Satamande Beshea. Hey, Andelemando Satama. Oh, yes, Lord, Emando Shea. I am not a Mesekonana Mando Taya. Oh, yes, Lord, Emando Shea. Our God, our King, our Deliverer, Ekonamantia. Oh, Mando Sekandiando Shea. We bless you, God, for your word declares that these were to hold their peace, the very rocks, Ekomandia. We cry out, Ekandabo Shea. And Father, we don't want no rocks crying out for us. Hey, Andelamando Shea. And so we open up our mouths, Ekandiando Shea. Ay, Enanamandia. And we will shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. We will shout unto you, God, Emando Shekomaya. Yes, Lord, Emando Sakamaya. Oh, yes, Lord, Emando Shekonanamandia. Oh, yes, God, Emando Shekamandia. Yes, Lord, Emando Shekonanamandia. What shall we render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? I will offer unto him the sacrifice of praise. Ekandiando Shekonanana Mansia. Ekanando Randebo Shea. Ekandara Mando Shekuma. I will give him everything I got. Ekandando Shekonamansia. For he is the God that meets me at my need. And so I will lend my voice to him. I will lend my vessel to him in adoration and in worship and in sacrifice, a candebo shea. He under the best conana mando shea. Oh, yes, God, Emando shea. I am no shatama. Oh, yes, God, Emando shea. Mamanchia, mando shea. Hey, under the mando shea. I am a mando shea. God, we are blessed to be alive and we honor you. We honor you for life. Ekona manchia. We're not distracted. By the enemy vices. We will not be distracted by his lies, his threats. We will not be, oh, Shatama, intimidated, Emandoshe, by his threat, Ekandiandoshe of sickness. Ekolamansi, we speak to every whispering spirit, Emandoshe. Ah, God, they come to bring despair. Yandarobo Shatama, we release our praise as our weapon, Ekodamansi, against the spirit of sickness and infirmity that is trying to speak so loud to our mind. Ekodabaste.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, God. Oh, yes, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, oh, we've been letting sickness speak too loud. Emandosha. Oh, God, forgive us, forgive us. Oh, God, we have been allowing the threat of the enemy to be too loud in our ear. And so today, we shut down every voice, every whispering spirit. We come against every imagination and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring it to we bring into captivity every thought, and we declare that it shall obey Christ. We declare this morning, Ekodamanse, God, the healing is the children's bread. And so we speak to our body, and we speak, oh God, Emandoshe, to the spirit of infirmity, Ekandiandoshe, God, for which your stripes we are healed. I thank you for the healing in our body. I thank you that you heal all manner of diseases. Your word declares that healing is the children's bread. Oh, God, that you shall arise. We're healing in your wings. I thank you on this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, that we boast in the God of our salvation, that we speak the word of the Lord over our lives. I got everything else is false. And so, God, we cast it down. We cast down the imaginations that are weighing heavy over us. Oh, God, we pray this morning against that ruling spirit today of despair and discouragement. We cast you out and we send you back, Ekonamantia, from whence you came, Ekonamantia. We bind you back to the sender. We bind you back to the host, Ekandiandoshe, Ekonamandiandoshe. Ah, God, Ekonamantia. Ah, God, Emandoshe, Ekonamantia. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, God, I thank you for a sound mind this morning. And everything that comes against our sound mind this morning, God, we cast it down. Everything, oh, God, that comes to bring us out of a place of agreement with you, Father, we ask you, God, to deliver us. We ask you, God, to watch that thought pattern. We ask you, God, to break the cyclic pattern of thinking, oh God, that brings us low, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, Emandoshe. Oh God, I bless you this morning. Oh yes, Ekonamanshi. Ekandiandoshe. Ah God, you have blessed our life. We thank you that we are alive. Oh Shekonamanshi. We rejoice for life. We rejoice you for life this morning. We thank you, oh God, that we woke up this morning, that you touched our bodies. Oh, Mando Shea, our God, in the name of Jesus, Ekandiando Shea, for it is in you that we live, it is in you that we move, and we have our being. Ekonamandia, every distraction, everything else, oh God, we cast it down. Everything else that comes our way, Ekodabasti, Ekodamandia.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God, Emmanuel, shut them out. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to work on some things behind the scenes. Oh, God, there are some things that are at work behind the scenes. God, that is privately, God, working against those that you have called in this hour. So, Father, we invite you as to the things that are taking place behind the scenes. God, the things that we cannot see, but you see. The things that we do not know, God, but you know it. And so we invite you in now. I got to deal with that working of the enemy. Oh, God, to expose him and reveal him, make him known. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I got everywhere that he is working and trying to hide his hand. Oh, God, to hinder the work of those that you have called in this hour, Father, we pray now. And I thank you for divine equipping. I got for the body of Christ. I thank you that you have divinely equipped us. I thank you, oh, God, that we are meek for the master's use. I thank you, oh God, that we are your vessels. Oh God, made unto honor and not dishonor. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you know what you have called us to do. You know, oh God, that you have chosen us from the foundation of the world. Oh God, that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And so, Father, because you called us, and God, because you preordained us, and you chose us, Father, I pray this morning that the power of the resurrected Christ, oh God, be manifested in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I God, in the energy of your spirit, oh God, would give us the strength that we need to persevere. I pray, oh God, against every spirit of faintness. Oh God, because of the trials of life, oh God, the things that we have experienced, oh God, will not hinder nor delay. Oh God, that which you have called us into. I pray, oh God, that you, Lord, am I no shame. I, God, will put a run in our feet. My God. But we declare that it's not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit. I decree and I declare, oh God, that the spirit of the Lord, our God, is moving in our midst. Our God, that you're moving. Our God, our God, but we understand that we shall eat up the fruit of our lips. And so we speak over our lives. We declare that you are our Jehovah Jireh, that you are making provisions. Oh God, I got those that feel empty. Oh God, those, oh God, I got that are without. Oh God, make provision. Oh God, make provision on this morning. Our God, we speak, oh God, oh Mando Shea. Our God, to every home. Oh God, that feels empty. We speak to every heart. Oh God, that's weighed down. Oh God, for you are our healer. You came to heal the brokenhearted. Hey, hey, God, our God, so I pray for those, oh God, who are weighed down in their hearts. Our God, they're trying to work through a broken heart. Father, I pray this morning, oh God, that you'll give strength to the brokenhearted. Oh God, heal our hearts. Heal our hearts. Oh God, heal our hearts. Oh God, heal us. Every breach in our spirit, every breach, our God, that is in us. Oh God, I pray that you would fill it. I got that the enemy will not have access to our heart. For you say out of our heart flows the issues of life. And Father, I pray this morning, oh God, that you would get down and that you would heal the heart. Oh Mando Shikodamandi. Let your praise permeate the atmosphere. And let it shut down every evil voice. Let it shut down the whispering spirit of the enemy that comes to bring them into further bondage. You shall praise this morning as a weapon. Let it be a weapon against the enemy. Let it annihilate the affliction that he's bringing against your brother and your sister. Let God arise. Let him arise this morning. Until every enemy is tempted, let God arise. Let him arise. Let him arise. Until every spirit of backlash. We come against the assignment of backlash over our lives.
Ekoda na na manchi ando hoshi.
God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, that little big order.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It is on the side. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Mandosha. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Is Shatama. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, God, that word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your power. For the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I am Andoshi.
Glory, glory, glory. Ekoda
Mansiya.
Hallelujah.
Your blood prevails. Your blood prevails.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We come up with anything
with
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Glory God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Our scripture this morning will be coming from Corinthians. Thank you, Lord. Our closing scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's Corinthians chapter 12. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yando Shikodamansia.
Oh, my God.
Yenanamansia.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
I was trying to give you guys a few moments to find it if you want to read with me. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Gave us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I don't know how he's going to make us in it. We're just going to read it and let him speak. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Belinda, what scripture is it?
2 Corinthians chapter 12. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hey, ando ramando. Hallelujah. Hey, kando. Thank you, God. Hey, shekoda mandia. Hey, ando ramando, shekoda mandia. Hey, ando ramando, shekoda mandia. Hey, shekoda nana mandia. Oh, yes, Lord. Hey, mando, she. Hey, kando ramando, shekoda nana mandia. Oh, mando, shekona nana mandi ando, shekoma. Hallelujah, eh, yando ramando, she. Thank you, God, mando, shatama. Ayebo, she. Hallelujah, mando, shatama. Thank you, Father, ekoda nana mandia. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Ekona Mandia, Mando She. Ooh, his spirit is still moving. Ekoda Nana Mandia, Ando Shatama. Hey, God, Emando She, Koda Nana Mandia, Ando She. God, do whatever you will. Ekona Manda, Nana Mandia, Ando She. Let your spirit have free course, Ekona Mandia. Let your spirit have free course, Ekona Mandia. Ekona Mandia, I'm so glad. There's no distance in prayer. Thank you, Lord. There is no distance in prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, yeah, I know the whole
shape. Your way, oh God. Your way, oh God. Your way, oh God.
Jesus.
Your way, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your way, Lord. Let it, your will be done, oh God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Have your way.
Father,
your
man, mando shikodaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Corinthians chapter 12, read starting at verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Thank you, Lord. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, oh my God, in necessities and persecution, my Lord, in distress, hallelujah. For Christ's sake, for when I am weak, hallelujah, then am I strong. Therefore, I take pleasure. Listen at what he takes pleasure in. I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. strong, my God. When I am weak, then am I strong, my God. For his grace is sufficient unto me. For God's strength has been made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah, my God. And so he sends his strength to you,
yes,
in the moment when it feels like you are at your weak point, hallelujah. So even the things that the enemy might send, even though it came from the enemy, he said that was given unto me, a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan. The enemy was speaking to me. It was his messenger. He was speaking to my mind. He was telling me things were worse than what they were. He was trying to cloud my mind with doubt. He was trying to make me feel like it wasn't going to happen. There was a messenger of Satan, somebody that was carrying his message, somebody that was whispering in my ear, my God. And sometimes we are fighting imaginations that seem like they won't leave. Sometimes the imaginations are so heavy. Sometimes what the devil is whispering in our ear will even cloud out what we know to be true about God's word. My God, a messenger of Satan, but he was here to buffet my flesh, so God allowed it. Because even though he was here, all he was doing was breaking down my flesh. He was not doing anything to my spirit, man. Because when I was weak, I was strong. When my flesh was weak, my spirit, man, was strong. And so all his message did was weaken my flesh. The message of Satan did was weaken my flesh, weaken the part of me that needed to die. Hallelujah. Anyway, I need to surrender the workings of this flesh anyway. This flesh needs to be crucified anyway. Only God can take what the devil means for evil against you and work it out for your good. And so the messenger of Satan that came to buffet my flesh. Hallelujah. This thorn in my flesh, that Paul says it was coming from a messenger. Thank you, Lord. It was coming from an angel. My God. So he knew it was a spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Messenger is angel. It was coming from an angel. It was coming from demonic influence. A messenger of Satan. An angel of Satan. Hallelujah. Was sent to buffet me. To strike me. My God. Hallelujah. To come against my flesh violently. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. But God had given me grace, Paul says. For his strength was made perfect when I was weak. His strength was being perfected on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And that's why I believe Paul can say, though my outward body is perishing day by day, my inward man is being renewed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though it seems like the things that are coming against my natural body. And so Paul goes on to say, therefore I will glory. I will take pleasure in my infirmities. I'll take pleasure in these reproaches. Because all they are doing is weakening my flesh. But the Spirit of God that's on the inside of me is being strengthened. Hallelujah. So I take glory in these infirmities. I take pleasure in my reproaches. I take pleasure in my persecutions. I take pleasure, Paul says, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong. When I am weak, hallelujah, my God, thank God, that God knows what it takes to weaken this flesh, but at the same time, he strengthens our faith in him. Your faith is being renewed every day, regardless of what you are experiencing, regardless of what it feels like the enemy, the messenger of Satan, his message he may be bringing, hallelujah. The spirit of disillusionment.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes we are disillusioned even by what we are experiencing. Sometimes one thing can happen and we can take it all the way to the extreme. The messenger of Satan is at work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We get one cough and we think we got pneumonia. Hallelujah. He starts to intensify. His message gets loud. Hallelujah. We see one thing and then the messenger of Satan gets to work and he starts to make us think that things are worse than what they are.
My Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God says, well, I'm going
thank
to give you,
Lord,
my grace because
yes,
my
Lord,
grace shall be sufficient unto you.
Sufficient. Thank you, Lord.
For my
thank
strength
you,
shall be made perfect
yes,
in your
Lord,
weakness.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So we have to shut
hallelujah
down the voice of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hiya, Mandu.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And it seems
thank
like you're
Lord
seeking the Lord to remove this
thorn.
Oh,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
and while you're asking him
you
to remove it, the enemy is intensifying and saying it's fatal.
Oh,
it's going
God
to lead to your demise. It's going to lead to your
oh,
destruction.
Oh,
it's not
God
going to work for your good. Your children are not going to be
thank
saved.
You,
your marriage is not going
oh
to work. And so he starts to intensify that
Lord
diagnosis is going to take you out of here. This
oh
is going
God
to happen. So the messenger of Satan gets at
mm
work because of the thorn that is in
mm
your flesh. But you got to understand that God is allowing it so that you not be exalted above measure. Mm.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
but
you,
while
thank
it is
you,
happening,
you,
my God, God is still giving you the grace that you need. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Some of us have to
oh
wonder,
God,
how is it that I still
Jesus
continue? How is it that I still
mm
keep going
mm-hmm
when I've got this
yes
thorn in my
God
flesh and the messenger of Satan is whispering
yes
to me and telling
yes
me that
God
the thorn in my flesh is fatal? How is it
mm
that I'm still believing God? How is it that I
yes
can still
God
worship? How is it that I can still pray?
Mm.
How is it that I can still go
mm
to church? How is it that I can still
yes
open up
Lord
my mouth in adoration unto God? It is
mm
because God is giving you
yeah
a grace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God
oh
is giving
God
you his grace. I
thank you, Lord.
That in the midst of all of the warfare, in the midst of what has been diagnosed, in the midst of how the enemy anticipates the diagnosis, in the midst of what you see, in the midst of your reality, in the midst of the fact that you do see that your children are not saved right now, in the midst of the fact that you see it and the enemy is intensifying it, God is saying, my grace is sufficient unto you. And that is why you can still serve. That is why you can still worship, because God is giving you a grace. Mando
shake.
Lord of
all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why you have not become hopeless.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why you've not
my
cast
God
off your confidence. That's why you've not
yes
cast it all away. And you're trying to figure out how is it that you're still getting up and still serving? How is it that I'm still persevering? How is
thank
it that
you,
I'm
Lord
still looking unto God? It is because his grace is there. Mando
thank
you, Lord. Thank
you
for your grace, Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Your
grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God
you.
My grace
yes
is sufficient
God
unto you.
Yes, Lord.
My
God
grace is
Lord
there.
Thank you,
mm
Lord.
Grace is kindness and love.
It
could not see my sweetness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my influence
thank
upon
you,
your
Jesus
soul. I am influencing your soul. I'm giving you, I'm influencing
thank
you,
Lord,
my God, so
thank
you won't
you
give up. I'm influencing your soul.
Thank
God is influencing your
thank
soul.
You,
he is bringing divine influence in a time when it seems
yes,
like you
Lord
should be giving up, when it seems like you should be throwing
mm
in the towel. God is bringing divine influence into your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, and
Lord,
that
thank
is why
you, Jesus.
In the midst of adversity, in the midst of persecution,
mm
in the midst of distresses,
mm
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You are strong when you are weak.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You
thank
are
you,
strong
hallelujah
when you are weak.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
You are strong. Ah, yandarabasiya. Mm.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Word.
For I am strong when I am weak, Paul said.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am strong when I am weak. When life seems like it should be getting the best of me.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord.
I am victorious because
yes,
he has given me his influence over my soul. My God, thank God for the influence God has on your soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God influences your soul in his eyes.
Thank you.
In the face of the messenger of Satan, God will send influence.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To your soul.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
And in it, you will not be exalted above measure.
Thank you,
God.
Oh,
God.
Yes, Jesus. Glory to you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Our perfect plan of God.
Jesus.
This is God's perfect plan. God has a perfect plan for your life.
Thank you, Lord.
His perfect plan says that you're not going to be exalted above measure because of the revelation that I've given you, because of what you walk in, because of who you are.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Thank God for that, because Paul had so much to do for kingdom. And so we have so much, so many of you have so much to do for kingdom purpose that God thought it all the way through when he called you. And so the weight of what you carry, because it is so weighty and you have access to so much revelation and God pours out so much on you, God is also aligned. Hallelujah. The grace that you need so that the thorn that is in your flesh will not take you out. But God knows how to rightfully position you. God knows how to put you in place and in position so that you can honor him with the gift that is on the inside of you, so that the gift that is given to you, because the gift that we have is not for us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's for those outside of us.
God.
This gift that Paul had is still ministering to us.
Thank you, Lord.
20 centuries later, my God. My Lord, hallelujah.
Yes,
his assignments, though it be weighty, the revelations Paul had, they were weighty. My God. God was causing things to be uncovered, truth to be exposed. Hallelujah. A weighty revelation Paul walked in. And so there had to be a thorn in his flesh that he not be exalted above measure. Oh, God. Only God can balance us in this walk.
Yes,
God
yes,
knows
yes.
how to keep you. He keeps you dependent and useful at the same time. I'm dependent on God, but yet he can use me to walk in my authority.
Yes.
My God. Walking as one who has authority, though I feel weak. Jesus. Only God could do that.
Only God.
Hallelujah.
You,
I feel weak, but yet I walk in authority. I feel broken,
God.
But yet I walk in authority.
Oh,
my
God.
In my new shape. I've been crying out for
Lord.
The thorn in my flesh, but yet
oh,
I walk
God.
In authority. My God. In my new shape.
Yes.
I am weak, but I am strong.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Only God can do it.
Yes.
Only God can do this. Release this
abundance. Oh, God.
Thank
you,
Lord. Yeah,
good
teaching.
Yeah, God. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
A thorn in my flesh so that I not be lifted up. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. In my dusha. Oh, God. That's why you can go in. When the enemy is trying to make that thing big, go in and start saying, God, I don't know why you're doing it, but I know it's working for my good. I don't know why you're allowing it, God, but I know it's working for my good. I don't know why you're allowing me to experience this. I don't know why you're allowing my family to go through this. I don't know why you're allowing my children to go through this and just say, God, but I know it's working for my good. I can't doubt you now. I've come too far with you to doubt you now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
You.
I've been in this thing too long to doubt you now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
So I will not doubt it. As they say, I know too much about it.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, God, you can't make me doubt. Hallelujah. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, God, hallelujah. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, my dear, I got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. Hallelujah. I got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. In my dossier, in my thing. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart.
You can't make me doubt him.
I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him in my heart.
I got the love of Jesus. I got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Yes. Come on. Glory.
I feel the fire will turn in my heart. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. Glory.
Hallelujah. God, the love of Jesus. God, the love of Jesus. God, the love of Jesus in my heart. Hallelujah. You can't make me doubting. You can't make me doubting. You can't make me doubting in my heart. Hey, glory. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Hey, y'all got a I don't care what the enemy does. He can't make me doubt him. I know shit. I don't care what comes in my life. You can't make me doubt Jesus. Oh, he's been the one constant. When everything else has been up and down and inconsistent, he has been the one consistency in my life.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
When life has sent us disappointment,
yes, God.
God has remained faithful.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He has remained faithful to us. So, no, you
mighty
can't
God.
Make me doubt. I know
mighty
too much
God.
About it.
Hallelujah,
ah, my God.
Ah, yeah, mama.
I may doubt the people. I may doubt the things. But I'll never doubt him in my heart.
God. Yes, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
My heart
Hallelujah.
Won't let me. Because my heart
Hallelujah.
Will recall to mind what God has done. The moment I try to doubt it, my heart will say, don't you remember what God did for you? Hallelujah. And all my heart has to do is remind me, my God, of the fact that he saved me. When your heart calls you to recall where you should have been.
Ah, my Lord.
The bondage you should still be in. Your heart says there's no way you can doubt him. There's no way you can doubt his love because he came and got you.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
He brought you
Thank
out
you,
of destruction that
yes,
you created
Lord.
With your own hand.
Thank you, Lord.
A path you went in on your own, he came after you.
Thank you.
My Lord.
You can't doubt him, not in your heart. You
Great
can't
God.
Doubt him for
Hallelujah.
Nothing. When he should have gave up
Hallelujah.
On you.
Oh, glory,
Mighty
glory,
God.
Glory.
Your heart will say, oh, no, we can't doubt it. Because he was justified.
Jesus.
If he had given up
God.
On me, if he had left me in my miserable condition, God was justified in doing so. But he did. So I can't doubt him, not even in my heart.
Hallelujah.
My heart would call me a liar. If I say God is not for me, my heart Hallelujah,
yes,
my God. Would say there's no truth in that statement.
Yes, God.
My
God.
Hallelujah, God. Because he gave
me.
His only begotten
Thank
Son
you.
So that you can have a way out of your sin.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to
my
God.
God. Hallelujah.
God.
That's
Glory
how much he loves
God.
You. That's how much God
Glory
loves you.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
How much he pities us, looks on us with mercy.
Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God.
Oh, yes. Ekhanda ramando she.
Glory to your name, God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Glory, Father.
Mighty God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Shikodamanchia.
Mighty God.
Oh, God.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Oh, Yanaramo. Shikibeshi.
Mighty God.
We serve. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God is doing
Mighty
some great
God.
Things. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, how excellent is his name. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Mighty God.
Know that God loves you.
Yes,
He loves you.
Thank you, Lord.
So don't let anybody or any day cause you to doubt the love of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And don't let anybody or anything stop you from showing the love of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Give to others what God gave to you. Unconditional.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
There's no condition to his love. He loves without condition.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
My Lord, unconditional love, agape.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord.
You received it. Extended.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's how you let stuff go that tries to bother you. Whenever the enemy tries to put stuff on you and remind you of what people did or what they said or how they treated you, remember the agapeo love. Love without condition.
Yes.
And say, I got to let this go because I must love without condition. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The same love I'm receiving is the same love I must give out. A love without condition.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
No strings attached.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take on that mind of agapeo love. And watch it heal the very core of your soul.
Yes,
oh
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Unconditional love will bring healing to your body, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. That's why the enemy tries to get us to hold on to stuff.
Yes, Lord.
Because you know it would hinder some things for us. Hinder us in our health, hinder us from going forward, hinder us in so many ways. But if you let it go and watch the love of God bring healing, deliverance, breakthrough. It's all right to love. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
My Lord.
So we love him. We love him. We love God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he loves us, and we love each other. We love each other because the love of God flows from heart to heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We're getting ready to close out. If there's anything anyone needs to share before we close out, and then make sure that I think we have a line to open so I can do so. I can find another line to open if there's anything that
I believe that the word that came this morning was from the throne of grace, from the throne of God, through his mercy and his grace, the revelation of the word, that we are made strong in our weakness. It was life-changing, encouraging for those who feel that they're in a place that they cannot understand. But God, his word came this morning from the throne of grace to give us that strength, to know that we are strong in our weakness. And I thank God for the hearing of the word through the vessel of the woman of God to allow that to be released for such a time.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. In whom I was here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Definitely a healing for my soul.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Healing made. It was healing made from the throne of God's grace and mercy. Healing made. He sent that tailor-made that was specifically to encourage the saints that are going through.
God.
It was specifically sent from the throne of grace. He released it for this time, and I thank God that He loves us in the manner that He loves us, because as we are in places that some cannot understand, the word comes to strengthen us, and we're empowered. We thank God, and we pray that the word will cover you, Pastor Belinda, as you released it and you
thank
heard
you,
and
Lord.
You heard that He will cover you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet,
Lord.
Because
Jesus,
your word is coming to tell me to set
and
encourage His people. His people needed to be encouraged specifically.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
That the blood of Jesus will cover
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
In order
thank
to
you, Lord.
As you go forward in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
I agree. Yes, Lord.
And we could pray.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
We are praying for Pastor Belinda daily. We need to lift her up daily to the throne
thank
of
you,
grace.
Lord.
And the work that God has given her for this hour, before the spirit of truth that speaks through her, we have to continue to lift her up. In addition to the body of Christ, lift her up daily before the Lord, so she will
begin
to be strengthened in every area of her
Lord.
Life.
Yes,
as she has been called for this time to speak the spirit of truth, we lift her up, oh God, and continue to watch over her home,
Jesus.
Oh God, her
in
body,
mind,
her soul, her
Jesus.
Mind, and spirit, oh God, as
thank
the word
you,
of God comes to give
God.
Her and gives us deliverance, and not just for us, but the entire body of Christ. And we
thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
She came forth to give us deliverance and strengthen us.
Lord.
Where we are weak,
Jesus.
We are strong.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the word.
Thank
you for the carrier,
God. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Oh, God, thank you. My Lord, thank you, Lord. My Lord, Satania,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you,
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Take all my dear notes, that candy and notes, she could have
answered. Yes, Lord.
Mando, she.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Mm.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we continue to make sure that we continue to lift up leaders and pray for those that the enemy is violently attacking in their mind. We cover them. Thank you, Lord. God, teach us how to cover and not expose, but to cover, to intercede and to love those. Mandoshi.
Yes,
Mandosha. Let's remember leaders everywhere. Pastors and bishops, those who have, thank you, Lord, Haya Mandoshi, who have served the Lord well. And sometimes they find themselves in places and they need a people who understand, who are sensitive in the spirit. Haya Boshi.
Yes,
to cover
Lord.
And to love. Not to judge, but to love. Let the word
yes,
of God be at work.
Amen.
But we stand
thank
and
you,
we pray. We pray one for another. Thank you, Lord. The Bible tells us if we ever see a brother overtaken in a fault, restore that one. Build a meekness, considering ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
If you ever look at somebody and see how broken they are and see what the enemy is doing to them, and you put yourself in that place, there is a place of intercession you will go to.
Yes. My God, my God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord, when you look at them and see them struggling in their marriage, see them struggling in their mind, trying to fight for sanity, there's a place you'll go to in intercession for them.
My God.
If you see yourself in that place, equal that I see. Let's remember to pray for each other.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Take it all to Jesus. Whatever it is, take it to Jesus. Not to anybody else. Take it to Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. If they're not the kind of person that's going to take it to Jesus, there's no need to even tell them about it.
If they ain't the kind of person
that's going to go into intercession, no need to even talk to them. It's just a waste of time. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it increased unto more ungodliness. Mm. So shun profane and vain babbling. Shun that. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to pray, I won't even talk to you about it. Only want to talk to those who understand the power of prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And those who will pray and know that I'm only coming to you because I want you to pray. Nothing else. I need you to pray. I need you to talk to God. I need you to use your influence in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is giving you influence in the heavenlies. I need you to use it for our brothers. For our brother's failings right now, for where he is weak. I need you to use your influence in heaven and ask God to send an answer quickly. Send deliverance quickly. Make haste to deliver him. Make haste to turn this thing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
No delay. In the turning of this thing, God, bring them back to their right mind, bring them back into position, restore them, restore them. I believe that he is still the God of restoration. I don't care what it is we fall from. Whatever it is that we experience, he can restore us.
Thank you, Lord.
And I don't care how many people see our falling, how many people see our brokenness. It doesn't matter. Because when God restores, it doesn't matter how many people saw us fall, how many people saw us break. When God brings restoration, no man can undo it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
So let the Lord bring restoration to those who are crying out for it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I thank you all so much for joining us during this time of intercessory prayer. I pray that this spirit of intercession and prayer will hover over you throughout the day, and that you would go in his peace, and that the anointing of God will meet you and your services on tomorrow in a mighty way, that there be a mighty release and a mighty wind of God that will flood the house and flood the service and overtake your preacher and overtake your singers and overtake your musicians and overtake your ushers and overtake, hallelujah, the congregation, that they just see a flood of worship and praise and power that permeates the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We expect a move of God.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. God bless you and go in peace. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
You also. God
and
bless.
Also with you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.